看吧，谢谢。Okay, so Tehillim Perek Kuf Lamed, of course, is a familiar parak. Shir Hamalos Mi Mamakim, and the minhag is to recite it during the Aseres Yemei Teshuva before Baruch Hu. What are some of the features, very briefly, of this parak? It's a familiar parak, but some of the images aren't immediately understandable. So I want to talk about four different elements of this parak of Kuf Lamed. Number one, it begins Mi Mamakim. If you look in some old shuls, in Europe in particular, but some shuls are trying to recreate it today, the area right in front of the Shliach Tzibur is indented or depressed. So there's a step down. Has anyone ever seen a shul like that? Where when you stand in front of the shatz, there's a little step down. In order to fulfill Shir Hamalos Mi Mamakim, to daven to Hashem from the depths. Because being low and feeling low and recognizing your needs and dependencies is a precursor or a precondition for tefillah. You have to come to HaKadosh Baruch Hu with humility. And certainly in tshuva, having that sense that you're in mamakim, that you're in a low space, as we spoke about yesterday during the chog, emotionally, you need HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you don't deserve what you're asking. So Shir Hamalos Mi Mamakim perhaps captures the fact that either you're in a very deep and low place emotionally, and some shuls that actually tried to recreate it physically, that you stood at a lower place than the rest of the tzibur, so you could capture the mamakim. Ki imcha haslicha leman tivarei. You are the one that will forgive us. Leman tivarei, so that you are feared, so that you become more feared. Remember, tshuva is not something obvious. So when we ask HaKadosh Baruch Hu to give us tshuva and kapara, we want the concept to be better established, more understandable. The more that you see other Balei tshuva, that's why we read about so many Balei tshuva in our slichos. We read about so many Balei tshuva in Chazal, Reish Lakish, Reb Elazar ben Dordaya. Because it's not something obvious. When you get into that low place, you doubt yourself. Maybe I'm condemned. Maybe I'm impure. Maybe I can no longer perform it. Maybe the road is closed for me. So seeing so many people do tshuva and having a Kodesh Baruch Hu accept your tshuva gives hope for other people. David HaMelech wrote a sefer in order to provide hope and optimism for people in their lowest moments as they would take a cue from his own wrestling with his failures and his limitations. And if people have the sense of tshuva, then you don't get stuck in a free fall. There's a great danger that once you commit that first sin, you'll just snowball and, well, I can't do anything. Tshuva Hashem doesn't want me. I'm disgusted in front of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So the ability to perform tshuva and HaKadosh Baruch Hu granting tshuva maintains moral correction, that even when people fail, they can recover. And even when people sin, they can get back on and they can try to resurrect themselves. So ki imcha haslicha, Laman Tivarei, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, please forgive me so that this world has more tshuva in it, so that people see that tshuva is feasible, my tshuva can lead to other people's tshuva, and then your presence will be more Tivarei. This world will be more morally sensitive. It won't be that first step down the hill, all of a sudden it leads to a snowball effect where people just fall into this spiral. Ki imcha slicha, laman tivarei. Please grant me kapara so that this is a world that believes in tshuva, and people can more readily and more immediately correct themselves after that initial fall rather than free-falling because they doubt the possibility of tshuva. Baruch Hu will accept them. So my tshuva has to be accepted so that other people, and myself in my future life, will be more sensitive to moral recovery. Kivisi Hashem kivsan nafshiv lidvaro chalti. There's a lot of waiting. Lekavot means to wait. Kivisi Hashem kivsan nafshiv lidvaro chalti. Nafshi l'Hashem mishamrim laboker. Shamrim laboker. Yachel. Yachil is also waiting. So there's a lot of waiting and hoping, and that waiting and hoping is captured by the most powerful image of this parak, the watchman. Nafshi l'Hashem, my soul is for Hashem. Mi shamrim labokir, like the sentinels and the guards who get up early in the morning. Shamrim labokir. So look at those two words, shamrim, in jammed. You see their words right next to each other? The grammar is intentionally inverted to put the word shamrim twice. Nafshi l'Hashem, mi shamrim labokir. Shamrim Labokar. So that you read the word Shamrim twice in a row. So there's an image of a person performing tshuva like a guard, like a sentinel, like a watchtower person. So first of all, this is part of the minute to get up early during Chodesh Elul. The sentries and guards get up early. They don't, obviously, that's a very vulnerable time of the day. Dawn and obviously dusk as well, but this is the time you need to put extra guards there because it's night and day and it's a little confusing. But the overall image is one of waiting for tshuva, waiting for Hashem's answer, and continued waiting. Yachel Yisrael, Kaveh Hashem, Kim Hashem, Kvisi Hashem, Kipsa Nafshi, twice waiting. Part of this connotes that you may not always perform perfect tshuva, that even after you feel you have an answer, you're waiting for more. A real Baal Tshuva is never really certain that his tshuva has been accepted. You never walk away with that guarantee that HaKadosh Baruch Hu answered your tefillos and answered your tshuva. You wait, and you wait some more. You hope you got a partial answer. You hope that HaKadosh Baruch Hu will continue. You hope that your process of tshuva will continue. The Rambam speaks about a Baal Tshuva. It's an ongoing process. It's not like you hit that end point. You lock it in. Now I'm a Baal Tshuva. Now HaKadosh Baruch Hu has answered me. So there's a process. There's a duration. Kivisi Hashem. Kivsa Nafshi. I'm waiting. Nafshi Lashem Yishamar Mabakar, Shamar Mabakar, Yachel Yisrael Lashem, Kim Hashem Achesed. The fourth aspect of this parak is the imagery of redemption. Kim Hashem Achesed V'Harbei Mo Fidus V'Hu Yifdas Yisrael Mikol Avonosav. Every chayt carries some degree of slavery and bondage to it. You become enslaved to your needs. You become enslaved or you become bonded to some habitual behavior, some cycles of behavior. You want HaKadosh Baruch Hu not just to redeem you from the specter of an onesh, but to redeem you from the loss of liberty and the loss of freedom the chayt imposes. The ultimate freedom is, of course, to live HaKadosh Baruch Hu's life, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu is chayrus, HaKadosh Baruch Hu has no limitations. So the closer that I am to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, it seems counterintuitive. You would think that a religious life is less free because you're bonded and you're enslaved and you're committed and you're legislated. But the more that you cling to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the more that you free yourselves from the slaveries of this world that our indulgences sometimes invite and sometimes condition. So we want HaKadosh Baruch Hu not just to forgive us, but one of the most powerful languages of tshuva in general, and a language which is featured in this parak is pidgin. V'hu yifdes Yisrael. Kim Hashem achesed v'arbei mofidus. I feel like I'm held captive by certain limitations, and I want to be freed from those limitations. So those are four different images of this parak. Number one, the mimamakim, from a low place, a place of vulnerability and dependability. Number two, leman tivarei, if my tshuva is successful, it will lead to a greater confidence in the capacity of tshuva, and more of a morally sensitive and calibrated world, not a world of moral freefall. Number three, the waiting and the watchman and the early morning and the continued waiting, that even after tshuva has been performed, you may not feel, and you shouldn't feel, as if your tshuva is completed. It's a long process. And finally, the pidus and the pidyon, in the end of the parakim Hashem HaChesed, V'Rabbei Mofidus, V'Hu Yifteh, one of the lashonos of tshuva is redemption, geula, pidyon, to being redeemed, not just from onesh, but from the slavery and the loss of liberty that chayt sometimes imposes. Okay? Have a great day, everyone. Thank you.